Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Behema Shemesa. If you have an animal that died on Yom Tov, Lo Yizizena Mimekoma, you cannot move it from its place. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a case here where the behema, the animal, is of Kachim. It's holy, right? It's part of the Beis HaMikdash. It was used for some kind of service in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a holy animal. It's not a chulin, a non-sacred animal. It's a sacred animal. That after it dies, it's prohibited to have any hana, any benefit from it. Utu'una kavuran has to be buried. Helkach, therefore, you can't move it from its place. Aval, but behemas chulin, a non-sacred animal that dies on Yom Tov, a regular standard animal that dies on Yom Tov, if it was deathly ill before Yom Tov, so then on Yom Tov when it dies, it would be permitted to cut it up and give it to the dogs to eat on Yom Tov, because we don't look at it as muktza, right? Because even before Yom Tov, you knew about it, you figured it would die, and you figured you'd throw it to the dogs, so it was very designated for its purpose, and therefore when it dies on Yom Tov, if it was deathly ill before Yom Tov, you could feed it to the dogs, right? But of course, if Lo Ha'isa Misukenes Mehet Malfa was not deathly ill from yesterday, then even a non-sacred animal, regular animal, would also be prohibited to move it on Yom Tov. And the idea here is that it's becoming Muktza. So if it's a sacred animal, doesn't really matter what the case is, if it dies on Yom Tov, so it's prohibited to have any benefit from it, it has to be buried. And if it's a non-sacred animal, it depends. If it was deathly ill before Yom Tov, so you knew it was going to die, you knew you'd feed it to your dogs, and you could feed it to your dogs on Yom Tov. But otherwise, if it wasn't deathly ill, you have to leave it where it is, because it becomes a muktza, there's no purpose for it, and therefore you can't touch it until after Yom Tov. Umayasa, there was a story, Vishalos Rabbi Tarfin Aleha, they asked Rabbi Tarfin upon it, on an animal of Kachim that was sacred, that died on Yom Tov. V'yala chala shenitma'an, similarly, chala, right, you take off a piece of your challah and you give it to the kohen during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, you know, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we just burn the piece of challah that we separate when we bake challah, right? We burn it. So there was a case that the challah became tameh. So once it becomes tameh, it becomes defiled, it's not re'uya, it's not befitting for the kohen anymore on Yom Tov, right? Because it's prohibited to have any benefit from it. You can't, it's asur b'achila, I'm sorry, you can't eat it. Right, you can't eat it. Even if I can't eat the bread now because it became tum, it became defiled. Right, maybe I could use it as like, you know, as like charcoal under my grill. I could like put it there to warm up my food. Maybe I can feed it to a dog. The answer is that no, because we don't burn kachim on Yom Tov. So this piece of challah, it's prohibited to be eaten. Okay, ba'achila, it's prohibited to be eaten. And even to burn it under your stove as firewood or to feed it to your dogs is also prohibited. Why? Because ein mvarim kachim temeim min olam yom tov. You cannot destroy kachim, holy food that became tamei, became defiled on Yom Tov. You can't destroy it from the world. And by giving it to your dogs or by using it as firewood, that would be destroying it from the world. So you can't do that either. Whether during the week you can have benefit from it, have enough from it, that's another discussion. But right now, it can't be eaten. You can't destroy it from the world on Yom Tov. So what do you do with it? They went into the Beis Medrash and they asked, what's the din? And the Chachamim responded, don't move them from their place. Asur lahiziz es habehema, you cannot move the behema, nor the challah from its place on Yom Tov. Because since it's not, you know, has no purpose at all, it's muktza, and you can't use it, you can't touch it, you can't do anything with it. So just leave it where it is, and after Yom Tov, you'll take care of it. Okay, that's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav, a nimnin ala behema, l'chadchila b'Yom Tov. You cannot count on an animal, l'chadchila, initially on Yom Tov. What does that mean? So the Bartanur explains that you cannot, you know, be postek damim, set up an amount of money that me and my friend and the other guy, two or three guys, we're all going to chip in, and we want to, you know, purchase this behema, this animal, for 3 coins, and we'll divide, I'll give a coin, he'll give a coin, the other guy will give a coin. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Aval ba, what you could do is, ninin alam me'erev Yom Tov, v'shochtin mechalkin b'neim. Before Yom Tov, you could decide that we're going to be buying this animal, and that it's going to cost us 3 coins, and the three of us will each give 1 coin. You could set all the numbers before Yom Tov. And then when Yom Tov comes in, you can go pick it up from the butcher, and you can slaughter it. You can divide it accordingly to each portion appropriate to the person that gave that amount of money. whether it's a half, a third, or a quarter, as long as they don't mention how much money each person gave. So you can't on Yom Tov decide, all right, guys, let's go pick up this animal from Yom Tov. Each of us will give, $25, which between the four of us will be $100, and they'll each take a quarter of the animal. You don't do that on Yom Tov. But if you set up the before Yom Tov, you set up, who's going to give what, and then you already, decided that before Yom Tov, you could pick it up on Yom Tov, slaughter on Yom Tov, divide the pieces accordingly. You just don't mention, who paid for what in terms of the money. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shokel Adam Basar, Keneged HaKli, Keneged HaKofetz. So he says like this, a person, if he wants to be weighing meat on a scale to see how much it weighs, so you can't use regular weights on Yom Tov, because we don't measure on Yom Tov. But if you want to measure it, opposite like a heavy utensil or a heavy butcher's knife in place of a weight, that you could do on Yom Tov. The bartender explains, even though it's prohibited to weigh with a litra, with a scale, with actual weights on Yom Tov, because it's a maisachol, it's a weekday act. We don't do that on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, mutar lishkol keneged hakli, it's permitted to weigh opposite like a utensil instead of a weight, or a big butcher's knife instead of a weight. And then the next day, lamachar yiru hakofetz, tomorrow when Yom Tov is over, you could see how much this knife or this utensil actually weighed, and then make a cheshbon, make an account of what you owe the butcher. So you can't use the scale with regular weights, but you can use things in its place, then take the meat, and the next day pay the butcher what you owe him. Next day, assuming Yom Tov is over, right? Whereas the Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, "Ein mashgichin bekaf mozdaim kol ikar." They say, "No, you can't use a scale at all. I don't care what you put on it—regular weight or something in place of weight. We don't use scales on Yom Tov." Says the Bar Tanura, "Ve'afilu lishmar habasar." Even if you want to just put the meat on a scale, because there's mice all around and there's a mice infestation, and you don't want the mice to eat the meat, so you're not even weighing it. You're just putting it on a scale to be out of the mice's reach. Even that's prohibited. So we don't use scales on Yom Tov. So that's the dispute over here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And comes out, according to the Bar Tanura, that the halacha is actually like the Chachamim. And so it says the Kahati is the halacha is like the Chachamim. And that wraps up Mishnah Vav.